A universe of one, epigraph. Not since Adam has any human known such solitude as Mike Collins. Apollo 11 mission log, 1969. Strapped into a capsule, his back to all he'd known, eyes fixed on a great expanse that was broken only by a million stars. He was a census of one, enveloped in a conical world. Separate from all that has ever lived, his mates having dropped from view, vanished to nothing against the slate blue of the sea of tranquility. Mike Collins, alone, the moon between him and us, could see our future in his isolation from everything, as he slipped by in his tiny home with no seasons, no green or scent of soil, no fettle of blood-drenched battle, no sighs but his own, he sailed in silence. The only man alive with no horizon. He carried fire in his mind, vivid, the world wrought by poets, mountains and rivers without end, a choir of migrating geese, and, oh, the cloud-strewn earth and its ruddy terminus, seen each time his ship, impossibly small in the thrall of space, peaked from behind. These things he could describe, words already said, pale blue dot, season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, nature red in tooth and claw, a red, red rose. These things he could not describe, emptiness, the cosmos, not even sorrow, because nothing exists when each of us is a universe of one.